Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they don't love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Terrific. Sports Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Tuesday morning, the world of sports is buzzing, and we're going to get to all the big stories over the course of the next 3 hours, including the future of Daniel Jones in Indianapolis. I'm going to tell you why the Indianapolis Colts absolutely have to keep Daniel Jones on their roster. Franchise and transition tag deadline coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern today. The Colts have got to get this figured out by 4 o'clock today, because I believe there is another team lurking for Daniel Jones' services if the Colts don't make it happen. We'll talk Daniel Jones, we'll talk the Colts coming up later in the show. I am also going to tell you, there is a state in this great nation of ours that houses two NFL teams. And I think, if the reports are true, I think that both of these teams don't have their heads screwed on straight right now. And I think could potentially be making the wrong decisions this offseason that could and would cost them dearly in the 2026 NFL campaign. I will explain coming up later this hour. And I'm also going to give you two recent NBA champions. Two teams that have won the NBA championship, lifted the Larry O'Brien trophy recently, that I think need to pack it in on this season, stop trying, send out the tank. It's time. It's time to tank for a good draft pick. One of these teams I think you won't be surprised by. One of the teams that I will reference I think will come as a major surprise to you and yours. Three tremendous guests will join us today on this Tuesday. Will Brinson from CBS Sports, my good friend, covers the NFL for CBS, coming up later this hour to talk about Max Crosby, to talk about A.J. Brown, to talk about Daniel Jones and Kyler Murray and more. Will Brinson coming up later this hour. Our Westwood One Sports teammate Brad Evans of BetMGM Tonight will join us next hour. Brad, college basketball expert. We'll talk about Arizona winning the Big 12 and Duke winning the ACC. And if indeed we'll have all four number one seeds in the Final Four for the second consecutive year, Brad Evans joins us next hour on You Better You Bet. And kicking off the Power Hour, the final hour of the show, our good pal, the great Matt Moore, talking all things NBA. One of the things that we'll talk to Matt about, have we ever seen a player get ejected before playing a game for the team that he's on? Shout out to Trae Young. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen that before. Trae Young, games played for the Wizards, zero. Ejections for Trae Young as a Wizard, one. Matt Moore will join us at the end of the show today. And our bets will close the show as per usual. And, you know, I will offer an apology. You know what? I actually don't apologize. I would apologize to everybody for myself and Kenny Henderson. Like, the bumbling fools of You Better You Bet. I'm trying to, like we are, if we were a tag team, myself and Kenny Henderson, our engineer on You Better You Bet, we would not be the Legion of Doom. We're not the Hardys. We're not the Dudleys. We're not the Hart Foundation. We're not this legendary tag team. No. We are the tag team when you used to watch WWF Superstars back in the day. We're already in the ring when they come back from commercial and here comes Money Incorporated to squash us. We are curtain jerking jabronis. Yesterday, Kenny and I, in concert, we both liked the same two plays. We both bet NC State against Duke. And we both bet Iowa State against Arizona, despite both of us saying we think that Duke and Arizona can win the title. What idiots! Duke wins by a million, Arizona wins by a million, despite a Burry's injury in the game. Just a bad job by me and Kenny. I did tell you, though, at the end of the show, maybe your best course of action would be to fade us. Like Walter White says to Hank in the famous scene in Breaking Bad where they lower the garage door, perhaps your best course of action would be to tread lightly. We will find out if Kenny and I are simpatico on any plays at the end of the show. And if we are, you know what to do. 310-840-4910 is the number, 310-840-4910. Shout out to everybody watching the show on YouTube. We appreciate you. YouTube.com/@thecostos. On Twitch, listening on the Odyssey app, listening on the Westwood One app, radio stations nationwide, Sirius XM channel 375. I love you. But we officially begin the terrific Sports Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet. With the biggest name out there on the NFL trade market. Oh, and oh, baby, things are heating up. That name, Las Vegas Raiders pass rusher, Max Crosby. Now, if you read the tea leaves, and by that I mean if you're following what NFL insiders are playing, I like that. If you read the tea leaves, has anyone ever read a tea leaf? Unless you're like, I don't know, like a gypsy or like a fortune teller. Who reads tea leaves? I've never read a tea leaf. On the rare occasions I see a tea leaf, I put it in, you know, like a mug and I make tea with it. I've never tried to read a tea leaf. What I do is go on social media and turn notifications on for NFL insiders like our friend Tom Pelissero, who will join us in the coming days here on You Better You Bet. So if you look at the insider reports, it feels like a trade could happen with Max Crosby, hashtag, like Nicolas Cage once upon a time, leaving Las Vegas. That could happen as soon as this week. And let's be crystal clear on this. You know, David Montgomery yesterday gets traded from the Detroit Lions to the Houston Texans. That is, and the Texans trade offensive lineman Titus Howard to Cleveland. These are interesting trades. They're fun to talk about. Like, one of them matters big time from a fantasy football perspective, right? So it's interesting and worthy of conversation. But no one believes in their right minds that either of those trades could tip the scales on who wins Super Bowl 61 next February in Los Angeles. If and when Max Crosby gets dealt, we would assume the trade is to a contender. Why would a non-contender trade for Max Crosby? That if Max Crosby gets dealt, this is the type of seismic trade, like we talked about at the end of the offseason last year, right before week one, when the Packers traded for Micah Parsons. This is the type of trade that could impact who wins the Super Bowl next season. And per the reports from various NFL insiders, like Tom Pelissero, who we mentioned, Albert Breer from Sports Illustrated, it feels like there is a list of teams that I would call the front runners, just based on this reporting. I think there are certainly teams outside of this group that would be interested in Max Crosby, because why wouldn't you be interested in Max Crosby? Absolute stud, monster edge rusher. Those teams, the Ravens, the Bills, the Bears, the Rams, the Eagles, the Patriots, and the Dallas Cowboys. Now, before I discuss the two teams that I believe most need to trade for Max Crosby, and I'm going to give you the reasons why, let me just reiterate the opinion that I've given throughout this offseason on Max Crosby. Because, like, I think this is going to happen soon. The Las Vegas Raiders absolutely need to trade Max Crosby. And if you're out there listening to the show, you're out there watching the show, and you think otherwise, I don't know what to tell you. I would tell you to get a new hobby, but sports is the best hobby, and the NFL is the best hobby. So I'm not going to tell you to do that. But I will say, and I am always willing to, you know, admit where there's nuance and say I could be wrong about something. I say that all the time. I'm wrong all the time. Just look at my bets last night. This, I'm way right on. This is a no-brainer. And Raiders general manager John Spytek and, you know, Tom Brady and Mark Davis and Clint Kubiak, they can say whatever they want about Max Crosby being the leader of the locker room. He is. The face of the team. He is. Someone with a great work ethic. He has it. A great player. Maybe he could go to the Hall of Fame someday. All of it's true. It doesn't matter. Because the Las Vegas Raiders are not close to winning. Not close. Not close. I bring up this anecdote a lot because I feel like it's one that extends to many, myriad, good word, myriad, myriad situations in sports. And if you've heard me say it before, I'm not going to apologize because it's great and you should use it when you talk about sports. The legendary Giants general manager, New York Giants general manager George Young, and linebacker Bradley Van Pelt in the 80s, embroiled in a contract dispute. And George Young, I'm paraphrasing, basically says to Van Pelt's representation he wants a new deal. We went 2-12 with you. We can go 2-12 without you. And it didn't mean that Bradley Van Pelt wasn't a great player. And this doesn't mean that Max Crosby isn't a great player. He is. But since the Raiders drafted Max Crosby, he's been with the team so long they were in Oakland. Since the Raiders drafted Max Crosby, they are 46-71. 46-71. They've lost a lot with him. They can lose a lot without him. No question about it. Now, consider the division. The Kansas City Chiefs, you don't think they're going to be back next year? 6-11 last year with Patrick Mahomes. We'll see if he's healthy for week one. You don't think the Chiefs are going to be better? Give me a break. Chargers hired Mike McDaniel to run the offense. If Alton Slater can be healthy, I mean, we know the Chargers are going to be good. The Denver Broncos just hosted the AFC Championship game. The division's impossible. The Raiders also have, and we did this last week on the show, just go to Our Lads, great NFL depth chart website, and ask yourself, how many, outside of Crosby, how many very good to great players do the Raiders have? I think we settled on one outside of Crosby, and it's Brock Bowers. And maybe you think Ashton Gentry's really good. I think he has a chance behind a good offensive line. The roster's terrible. It's brutal. Got to draft Fernando Mendoza first overall. They have no choice. Got to get a quarterback and got to get this role in here. And I fully expect Mendoza to be the first overall pick. And then you trade Crosby and you try and supercharge this rebuild. Because it's going to take probably 2 years before you're ready to compete. That's how bad this roster is. And if you keep Max Crosby on this roster, you waste him and you're losing out on all those potential assets. And the Raiders can want the Micah Parsons compensation, multiple picks and a player. I don't know if they're getting multiple first-round picks, but they're going to get a good haul for Max Crosby. This is a no-brainer. If they keep him, this would be like a bodybuilder only lifting weights to have his right bicep get bigger. Walk around looking like a freak, like a steroid-addled freak, injecting directly into his right bicep. Why would you do that? You got to work out the whole body. The Raiders have got to trade Max Crosby. This is, it's a non-negotiable. And I'd love for someone to disagree with me on this. Tell me I'm wrong. I dare you. 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos. So out of the teams that I mentioned, per the insiders, that are going to be in on Max Crosby, and I do think that there are others, how could there not be? Ravens, Bills, Bears, Rams, Eagles, Patriots, Cowboys. If I had to pick one team from that group. I've got a team. And I've got a team outside of that group as well. Let me be clear before I give you these two teams, and I'm going to give you the reasons why. Max Crosby would improve any team he goes to. He would make any team better. If you have Super Bowl aspirations, you should be at least having internal conversations about trading for Max Crosby. So if you're a fan of a team and you want that team to trade for Max Crosby, and I don't mention that team as one of the two, that doesn't mean that I don't think Max Crosby would be a stud for your favorite team. And if and when your favorite team swings that move, we can have a conversation about what the compensation is. But I mean, I'm probably going to like the trade as long as this is not, you know, like a Herschel Walker style deal. I'm going to like the trade because Max Crosby's amazing and he could tip the scales as to who wins the Super Bowl next season. But if you make me pick two, the one that I had to leave out, the last one out, this is like, you know, like in the bubble in the NCAA tournament, last team out is Buffalo. And the reason why Buffalo's the last team out, and like, would Max Crosby help the Bills? Of course. A closer at the ends of games in a potential, you know, AFC championship game against the Chiefs. And I know no one wants to think about that. Buffalo, Kansas City again. Buffalo's got so many issues. I still think they need to be in the mix for AJ Brown. I think it would be great if the Bills could make it happen. The Bills were the first team out for me. So the two teams that I will reference are two teams yearning, seeking, desperately wanting the halcyon days of the night. I'm not lying. See, this is what's great. Like, I know what I'm about to say, and I have goosebumps for what I am about to say. That's how much I love this. I'm not joking. Like, I have chills right now. Two teams yearning for the glory days of the 1990s. Those two teams, the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers. So again, if you're out there and you're like, hey, like, I'm a Bears fan, why didn't you mention the Bears? I've got reasons why, and we will do all of this in the days to come. And for the Bears, I'll just say, because we have Bears fans on the staff, like, I think it would be great if you made it happen. I also think you're early enough into this process where the window will remain open for quite some time with Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. That if they made the deal, I would love it. From the Dallas Cowboys perspective, this is what it's all about. Now for Dallas. And I'm not interested anymore in relitigating the Micah Parsons trade. I think it was stupid for them to do it. I said it at the time. I'll say it now. And maybe it turns out well in their favor. I think it was ridiculous. It was asinine. It was ludicrous for the Cowboys to trade Micah Parsons. But the fact of the matter is, what's done is done. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Ever try to do that? That bleep is difficult. Really is. You can't cry over spilled milk. What's done is done. It happened. So now how do you move forward? And you consider Jerry Jones saying that they're going to bust the bank this offseason. And look, like, if you're a Cowboys fan and you don't believe him, I would certainly understand that, given that he said 2 years ago they were going all in and then, like, pushed a 2-7 meekly into the middle of the table. Like, come on. So I would understand. But Dallas now, with Dak Prescott, who's going to be 33 years old at the start of the season, right? Like, whether George Pickens is there or not, and we'll see. He's obviously been franchise tagged. We'll find out that that's absolutely happening by 4 p.m. Eastern today. It will. We know this offense is going to be good. We like Brian Schottenheimer. We like Clayton Adams. We like the offensive coaching staff in Dallas. It's all about fixing this defense. And if they're able to take some of the assets that they got in the Micah Parsons deal and bring Max Crosby in, it's a no-brainer. And I love their hire of Christian Parker as the defensive coordinator. And if you're a Cowboys fan and you're unfamiliar with him, just know that a lot of really smart people in the league think that this was like an inspired hire by Dallas. And going from Matt Eberflus to Christian Parker is like going from, you know, first grade mathematics to, you know, advanced calculus. This is going to be a big deal for the Dallas Cowboys in terms of their defense. And yes, Micah Parsons is awesome. And yes, you can make the case that on the field, Micah Parsons is probably maybe a little bit better than Max Crosby. But I'll tell you what, they're different dudes. And I don't mean that as an insult to Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons, great player. But Max Crosby's a psycho. Maybe in the way that Micah Parsons isn't. He trains with CeeDee Lamb in the offseason. He's from the area. You don't think he would wear that star with pride and actually die on the field? And obviously I'm not insinuating that I want that to happen, but like, he's like, got that Ronnie Lott in him. Cut my finger off and I'll go out there and play. That would give it all to get the Cowboys back to the championship game for the first time since the mid-90s. Give it all for the Dallas Cowboys to make a Super Bowl for the first time and win a Super Bowl for the first time since the mid-90s. It's a no-brainer if the Dallas Cowboys can make it happen. Dak Prescott, like all of us, ain't getting any younger. It's time for the Cowboys to go for it. And the other team, the San Francisco 49ers. So I'm watching right now on AMC Plus. They don't pay me to say this. I really enjoy this stuff. The Rise of the 49ers, this documentary on the dynastic San Francisco 49ers built by Bill Walsh with Joe Montana. And Tom Brady narrates it and he's all over it. It's like, okay, Tom, like, I get it. Like, you're famous and you grew up a Niners fan. I love Tom Brady, greatest player ever. It's a little too much Tom Brady. I'm good. I don't need all this Tom Brady in the San Francisco, like, making it about him. I'm good on it. But this documentary rules. It is fantastic. And those teams were great. And we haven't seen a San Francisco 49ers team, and they've been to three. We haven't seen them win a Super Bowl since Steve Young famously got the monkey off his back when the Niners destroyed the then San Diego Chargers in Super Bowl 29. And the Niners, in the Kyle Shanahan era, have had crushing playoff defeat after crushing playoff defeat. And for Shanahan, that extends back to Super Bowl 51 when he's calling the plays for the Atlanta Falcons. 19, Super Bowl loss number one to Kansas City. 21, Jaquiski Tartt dropped interception. Lose to the Rams and Sean McVay. And you don't think the Niners would have beaten Joe Burrow and the Bengals in that Super Bowl? Please. Brock Purdy blows his elbow out in the NFC Championship game in the first quarter in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Lose another Super Bowl to the Kansas City Chiefs in overtime, the second one. And then all the injuries last year, not just to mediocre players, but the potential Hall of Fame players. How the hell are you supposed to compete? They get annihilated in the divisional round by the Seattle Seahawks. You're San Francisco. It's time. It's time. It's Vader time. I'm a wrestling fan, sorry. It's time for the San Francisco 49ers. Like, I know the division's stacked, and I know that the Rams are there, and the Rams are awesome. And I understand that the Seahawks just won the Super Bowl. I get it. But you put Max Crosby on the San Francisco 49ers with that coach and Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy, who's been to, and like, took Mahomes to overtime in a Super Bowl with a healthy Bosa and a healthy Fred Warner, assuming that these guys can actually stay healthy, figure it out with Trent Williams. You tell me that that's not a Super Bowl caliber team. If the Niners want to win another Super Bowl, if the Cowboys want to win another Super Bowl, go make it happen. Go get Max Crosby. 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, on all social media, at the Costos, THEKOSTOS, youtube.com/@thecostos. On the other side, I'm going to tell you, the NFL teams that are in the same state, that if the reports are true, are both absolutely bat bleep crazy. We're just getting started here on a Tuesday. You better, you bet. Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
The Cowboys place the franchise tag on George Pickens. What comes next? Do they sign him long term? Or trade the stud wideout to another team? Westwood One Sports.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code PLAN to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code PLAN. To borrow up to $10,000. Use code PLAN to borrow up to $10,000.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not in-